DOJ orders investigations into local and state authorities hindering immigration enforcement. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, has directed federal prosecutors to investigate instances where local and state authorities may be obstructing the Trump administration's efforts to enforce immigration laws. The order, detailed in an internal memo signed by Acting Deputy Attorney General Emile Bove, specifically targets officials who refuse to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. According to the memo, obtained by the Associated Press, federal prosecutors are instructed to protect the public and secure the U.S. border by deporting undocumented immigrants and prosecuting those who commit crimes on U.S. soil. The memo also emphasizes the need to challenge so-called sanctuary laws and policies that restrict cooperation with federal authorities. The term sanctuary, while lacking a precise legal definition, generally refers to local laws and policies aimed at protecting immigrants, including those without legal status. These protections, often symbolic in cities like Chicago, have drawn sharp criticism from federal officials. Chicago, known for its status as a sanctuary city, responded defiantly to the DOJ's directive. If the federal government wants to investigate, that's their right, said Andre Vasquez, chairman of the Chicago City Council's Immigration Committee, in an interview with the Associated Press. Vasquez, the son of Guatemalan immigrants, reaffirmed the city's progressive stance. It will take more to scare me, he added. The directive from Bove marks a significant departure from the Biden administration's approach, refocusing priorities on criminalizing immigration violations and intensifying prosecutions. Under the directive, federal prosecutors must report any refusals to pursue immigration-related cases and provide detailed updates to DOJ leadership. Additionally, the memo urges collaboration between law enforcement agencies, including the FBI and Federal Prison Services, and the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. This partnership is intended to expedite deportations and prosecutions, aligning with the Trump administration's broader immigration enforcement goals. The DOJ's directive underscores the enduring tension between Democratic and Republican administrations over immigration policy. As Eric Tucker and Alana Durkin Richer of the Associated Press noted, Justice Departments often adjust their priorities to align with the political ambitions of the White House. However, this move has sparked concerns about the potential erosion of local protections for immigrant communities. Despite criticism, the Trump administration continues to justify its restrictive immigration policies as necessary for public safety. The coming months will reveal whether this strategy exacerbates tensions between the federal government and local jurisdictions or prompts broader changes in immigration enforcement nationwide. Sources: Eric Tucker and Alana Durkin Richer, Associated Press. Sophia Turin, Associated Press. PBS NewsHour.